Welcome to Trigger Warning Podcast, the podcast where we create a safe space for open, honest conversations about personal development and wellness, spirituality, and holistic living. Join us as we delve into topics that are often deemed taboo or triggering while we foster a community where vulnerability is celebrated and growth is nurtured. Get ready to explore the depths of mind, body, and spirit on this journey toward personal enlightenment and collective healing. So grab a drink, have a seat, and come join us. Okay,
Hey,
Nails, I see you.
I told you. I think I said in our last podcast, I gotta get the grippers back. Do you hear me?
Oh, wait, not the
I
grippers.
can't. I can't.
Welcome, welcome to the Trigger Warning Podcast. We back at it again. Honey, y'all
Hello.
missed us. We missed you guys. So we have, excuse us. This is real raw and unedited, right?
Real raw. We are moms. We are humans. We are moms. We are females. We are your sisters, your aunties. Just trying to heal the world one podcast at a time.
So if you hear a baby squealing in the background or, a
A
dog,
dog. It's us. It's us. We're gonna make it do what it
it
do.
is what it is. But yeah, so this week we're gonna talk about us. We have started talking about shadow work and so forth, but we was like, why don't we give a little history and background about us and what we do and how we got here. So who is you?
Who is you? Isn't that like the hardest open-ended question? Like you,
Is.
I've had conversations with people actually in the past few weeks, and they're like, yo, people don't even know who they really are. Like
Right,
you ask
right.
them who they are, and they're like, oh, well, my name is such and such, and I'm part of this organization, or da, 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 da. No.
I'm a
But
mom and I'm a,
yeah,
titles,
but
titles.
who are you? So, I am Dee Chanel, your favorite hood rat light worker. I am a broken individual who's slowly healing daily. Healing
Broken.
is, yeah, I was broken. I'm no longer broken. I mended.
Okay, I'm like, we
I
don't
mended.
claim broken now.
No. I'm bending because broken crayons still color.
Period.
But I am a person who is lo I'm loving, outgoing, stern, as you can say. Very blunt. But my main objective is always to help my community. I don't like to see people hurting. I just don't like seeing people hurt. Especially on things that, that we can fix. So what brought me onto my journey? I am a preacher's kid. My mother is an overseer. My father is a bishop.
Ooh.
My grandfather is a chief
Ooh.
apostle. And my aunties and uncles and all of that good stuff. And by the time y'all see this podcast, my brother will be the junior minister. So
Wow.
it's me. But I, at a young age, I was molested for 3 years. I didn't tell anybody until I was 23 years old. Out of fear, the beach. Let's go ahead and say, out of fear of breaking my family apart, since we were not already close, I didn't want to, boom, break us up anymore. So I was molested by multiple different people. As I got older, I was always a chunky girl, and I ate food as a coping mechanism instead of working through it. But I mean, I was a child. What are you gonna work through? Instead of working through it, I ate. So I was like, well, if I get big, nobody would want me. Well, I was bigger, and I still got raped. So it was like, well, God, and the way they doing it for you. to that point, it made me just want to be a person that all I wanted to do was drink, smoke, and have sex. Like, I didn't care. I could have sex with anybody and no feelings would be attached. Like, bye, here go your wet rag, my boy, and go. I got to the point I had a towel warmer. Like, you good, clean yourself up and go. Around that, honestly, 25, my best friend Kevin died out the blue, right before COVID. Thanks, COVID. They didn't know what he had, and I really think it was COVID because he had aspiration of the lungs, and he had like supposedly walking pneumonia from January to December. Really? So, that triggered me that was a trigger for real. It let me know like your life is short, and I started going to therapy. See a counselor. It's all love. That's why they're here. You don't just need church. You need counseling.
Or your friends. Don't trauma dump on your friends.
Please don't dump on your friends.
Dump responsibly.
Please, and ask before you dump on people. My God.
That's a whole
But I,
episode. Ooh, yeah.
oof, yeah.
Dump
Okay.
responsibly.
I started going to therapy, and my therapist name was Asha Sims. If you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, the best. Okay. She actually did Reiki on me, which interested me in becoming a Reiki practitioner. And by the end of the year, I will be a Reiki master.
Woo.
Let's just throw that in there. But that right there helped started me on my healing journey. Of course, I've always had discernment and stuff, and I used to always see people's spirit and not them. And it used to scare me, like, why can I see this in them? And I just wanted to fix everyone. So that also brought me to the point of where we're at today. Let's help people move to Atlanta. I don't know. Try
Met
meeting.
Kiki.
I was about to say, try meeting friends, met Kiki, and literally, it was like, boom. What was funny, like, I knew it was meant for us to be friends, and we both hit each other like, yo, so I'm pregnant. And I was like, you too? But that's me in a nutshell. Honestly, me in a nutshell is loving, straightforward, blunt. To the right light worker. Because I'm gonna make you work. I'm a pusher. Like the lady on Mean Girls said, I like to push people. I'm a pusher. I am. I like to push people to greatness, even at certain times if it's my own detriment. And that's what
But
I'm working to do.
you know what I do notice about you, because I love you for your bluntness, but I think a lot of your power comes from you pushing people, but in not being the like a direct like push. You
Push.
know what I mean? Like, I've seen you do things, and this is just from my own experience. Like, you have pushed me without pushing me, if that makes sense. Like, whether it was just through how you acted and your consistency. Like, I love the way you show up on social media. You were just your authentic self. Like, no give a fuck. Like, and I love it. I love it. But your energy, you tend to have that effect on people, even probably when you don't even notice.
Girl, when I be at my lowest, people tell me, your energy made me do that, da, da, da. What energy, boo? I'm to the point, I don't know if I want to come or go, but if it made you go, let's do this.
A win is a
Let's
win
do
is a win. Okay.
this. And we take all wins over here at the Trigger Warning Podcast.
Right.
Every day is a win. So tell us about Kiki,
Wait, I
the
feel like,
life
wait a
coach.
minute. Like, I thought this was gonna be a whole
You thought you was about to have a whole session on me?
because my story, like, I feel like I'm, yeah, this is a book,
And
but
we
wait,
ready
so
to
like, so you are doing
chapter.
Reiki. What else? Like, how are you involved with people right now? So is it just through Reiki, or are you doing other things? Do you have other things planned?
I have other things planned. So I am planning on fully getting back into my Reiki. Fully. Right now I've just been doing on like people I really know closely. I have started practicing distance Reiki. It's never been my favorite. Yeah, I know. I hate it.
I just asked you about this
You
like
did.
two times. Two
So you
times.
know how you remember how you said I push you? You asking me those times was like, girl, do it. And I was just like, I don't like it.
I need a book
But girl,
about
do it. But girl, do it.
Girl.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get fully into the doula. I'm actually waiting again, Charlotte, North Carolina area. I'm waiting on Novant to fully approve my doulaship, and I can go into the Novant hospital. And then I'm gonna do Atrium, so I can go in there, and I won't be counted as your third person when you're in labor. I will just be, me as your
Okay.
doula. But that's it. You pushed me. Literally, hearing you talk about
What?
school and working and being a mom. And I'm going
Yeah.
back to school, guys. By the end of the year, I will be back in institution school
Okay.
to finish it. I'm doing a lot.
I
And
love
I
you.
learned, because of Kiki again, the word hustle. Somebody told me, girl, you gotta hustle hard. When I tell you, I never felt so in my life. Like, I don't wanna be a hustler.
I don't want it.
I don't wanna be a hustler. I
Throw
want a
it away.
soft life.
Throw it away.
Yeah, I want a soft life. What
Listen,
kind of soft?
I've hustled for a long time. I don't want it no more. So,
Cut.
question though, because with you said death doula, right? Which tell people, because I didn't know until last year about death doula. So, tell us what that is. What does that look like, and how did your journey get you to the point of death? Because most people, they hear about doula and they think of birth.
Yeah, so I do
I have to
both, of
connect you
course.
with my other friend because she's a death doula too, which is wild. So I got two friends that's death doulas. That's
Yeah, I do both. I do birth and death. I feel like the death doula though came easily, so you can say.
what is
Again,
it
I just
first? Let's tell
the
people what
death
it is.
doula is basically someone who coaches you to your death. Honestly, we not even coach you to it. We make sure you're relaxed, like. Making sure that you're clear, conscious, and at peace when you go across, whenever you cross over.
So is it something where you show up like literally in the last few minutes, or is this something where people get you like in the last couple months when they know things
Couple
are going
months. I
down?
know people who came to me in the last couple of months, and when I first started, it was actually a person who was the day of. And then you not only coach the person, you're with the family too. So you got to think of it. How I think of it is like the death doula is like the minister in the church who comes sit with the family and tell them, like, hey, you have to tell them you're sorry, because people, when they pass away, they're holding on sometimes for the sorry or for the one person that they want to see. And it's like, say you're sorry so they can go. You get what I'm saying? You're coaching them. So basically, you're just a coach to get them over to the other side. Just like for the birth doula, you're a coach to make sure they're peacefully bringing in their baby and they can be the voice of reason and a voice for their self. Well, you be their voice when they don't have a voice for their self. Yeah.
Okay,
But
that's
how I got there
dope.
is I worked at the American Cancer Society. Hope Lodge, and many people don't know that the Hope Lodge is a place you go if you live more than 40 miles away from your treatment center, and you need to get treatments like every day for a month and up, and I had most of the people came through packed, they'd never passed away, but I had this man, and he was like, can you just come sit with me? And I'm like, what? And I heard the ringing in my ears. And I was like, he's gonna die. And I just sat there. I was talking to him, I was like, what's your favorite TV show? What's some of your favorite TV show? And he was like, well, can we pray before we watch it? I'm like, yeah. I was like, go ahead, confess whatever you need to confess. Apologize. Even though the person's not there in body, you can still apologize to them. So you can peacefully go. We did all that, and he passed away like 3 hours later. His wife was there. She was calm. She knew what was going on. She was ready. She had already gotten herself ready for it. But can you ever be ready for death? So that's how I got into it. And birth doula, I got into it with I thought I was seeing so many black women die. I actually want to go to midwifery school so I can be a midwife. But that I got into that. I seen how many women died. Not only will I be the birth doula, I want to be able to educate our African American women on the different things. I myself have PCOS. A lot of African American women have PCOS and have no clue what poly ovarian cystic syndrome is. Ovarian cystic syndrome is. So that's it. Lord, when you made me talk about it, I do a lot.
And that's why we're gonna have a whole episode about talk your shit, because a lot of people, we do a lot in our day to day, and it's not until we really sit down and like talk about it that we realize how much we actually do.
Yo, and trying to navigate that through a marriage and navigate that through being a new mom. Whew. Jesus, it's
You're
a lot.
doing it though. And then still be posting on like Facebook and stuff and Instagram. I'm like, when is she find the time?
At work.
Like,
Oh,
oh
when he sleep.
gosh.
When he sleep. But you also have pushed me though for real to get back into content creating. I have to. I have no choice. What are you gonna do, girl? But you know, I have a fear of not fear doesn't exist here.
You find it challenging.
I find it very challenging to like promote myself or talk about myself. So it's like, girl, how you gonna get the people if you're not gonna promote yourself?
Right.
So, and then everybody was like, but how can you promote Reiki? How can you promote death doula and birth doula? That's okay. I'm gonna get back
Oh,
there.
I just had like multiple ideas. We gonna talk offline because
Okay.
that's easy.
Right.
Yeah, that's I love that though. That's and it's all connected as far as like from your traumas and like how you started and to like what your purpose is as far as like healing others and you know being about wellness and holisticness. So I love that. I love that. I love you, girl. You out here doing it.
Just like you,
And
girl.
doing a podcast, like
Girl, tell the people about it, sis. How that feel? Getting off work, leaving school, being a mom, and like, hold up, it's Wednesday. Let's podcast it out, baby.
I know. I'd be excited for this. Like now, like
Real.
yeah, I got the nanny. She comes, and then so I know, like I'm gonna be ready. Like I'm gonna be present. And I get excited for us to record this podcast. Like, and it's so funny because I was so nervous, so nervous. And I talked about a podcast for so long and it never happened. But it was like finally, like spirit was like, all right, listen. Like, you know, you talk about the ringing in the ears. And I remember I sat at I went to this event in Atlanta and there was a speaker and he said, and this was for men and women, he was like, some of y'all in here pregnant. He said, some of y'all in here pregnant with a 12 months pregnant with an idea. And when I tell you that, like, I feel naked.
Did you just call me out, sir?
Like, I
Did
was
you just
like,
call me?
he must have read my diary entry. Like, it really sat with me. And yeah, like, and here we are, but I'm excited. I'm excited for this. And
My
yeah,
friend
girl.
Kiana told me that.
Who?
My friend Kiana told me that when I was pregnant, really. And but me and her was talking, and she was like, "We're pregnant." And I was like, "What you mean we're pregnant? What's up?" And she kept having a dream about the Phoenix Rising. And she was like, "But you're pregnant physically, and mine's is spiritually." And I was like, "Who
And
pregnant physically?"
and you didn't know at the time.
No. Disclaimer, I was told I would never have a child. So, I was like, "Girl, what?" But she said the same thing. So I'm like, "Oh." And now she out here booming too. Can't wait for you to meet her. She is
Okay.
a Reiki master. She is all things holistic, spiritualist. Baby, she will read your ass. Read you. I hate calling her because I'm like, I'm about to be on the phone for 2 hours and I'm about to get read for filth. But let's do it.
Yes. Okay. Well, a pleasure to meet you.
A pleasure to meet you. Now let us meet the wonderful shadow coach, Kiki.
Yes, yes,
Let's
yes.
go.
All right, do my
I'm
introduction.
enthused.
Go ahead and do it. You got it.
I'm just like, just enthused.
Oh. Yes, so I am Kalisha Lachey, your shadow work coach. A lot of people call me Kiki. Oh gosh, yeah. So like you, I feel like my journey started young. I went through sexual trauma as well as a kid, and I actually ended up, I mean, I feel like I went through all the things. Oh my goodness, the sexual trauma and the sense of like, or lack of a sense of identity, rather, and that led to a lot of things, like a lot of disruptions in my life. There was the hypersexuality, like I never thought of the towel. I never thought of towel. But yeah, it led to, hypersexuality, codependency. I binge ate, and I'm talking about like, for people that don't know, how we eat, we get full, we like, I'm full. Like I would eat more. Like I would eat. My stomach would hurt and I would still eat. And that was just me not dealing with what I needed to deal with. And I mean, oh my goodness, so many things like people pleasing and addictions even. You talk about like the drinking, the smoking and stuff, and all those are just signs and symptoms of unhealed trauma. Even the suicidal ideation, I did make a couple attempts, not really wanting to die, but just feeling like I'm not seen, I'm not heard, been to jail even. Like, we went through some things, okay? We went through some things. And I went in the army. I was married to another service member, so we were dual military. And I mean, we loved one another, but it was, he was, dang, what's the term? It's not coming to mind. What is that? The partner that brings out a lot of the negative traits.
The
What's the term they call it in the spiritual?
narcissist.
No. I can't think of it now. But it's like a spiritual connection, but it's supposed to be the person that is supposed to lead you to your growth. It's like not really your, they're not meant to be your partner. It'll probably come to me later. But anyways, that led to like I just remember getting to a point because I grew up like you in the church. I mean, I grew up between like Christianity and then Jehovah's Witness, and I mean, very two different realms,
Totally different
but that led to a lot of like I felt like that helped led me to be silenced. I didn't like know about intuition. I didn't listen to myself. I feel like that really breeded a lot of, oh, look outside of yourself for answers. Like you don't know, I'll go to this person, this elder, or whatever the case may be. It was never like, truly, how do you feel about this? Or what do you think about this? Or you know what I mean? Like it always led to outside of myself. So I always look for like external things to, kind of cover up pain and hate and anger and frustration. But like you, like I always wanted to help people. Essentially, I just wanted to help people not hurt like I was hurting. But yet didn't really deal with why I was hurting. So anyways, when I was married in the army, I got to this point. I had deployed and I mean things got like bad. Obviously I had a counselor and everything, but it just was not enough. And with my upbringing, there were certain things like there are certain things that we think like that's the devil. We don't touch that. Like now, we don't ancestors, we ain't acknowledging, we ain't
We
doing
don't
all,
talk to them. Why are you talking to the
you know,
dead?
like there was a lot of stuff. So but I just got to this point of this like my version of rock bottom that got me to look in areas and in places that I hadn't previously looked. So I remember somebody had shared like a TikTok video on Facebook of who used to be like my spiritual coach. And when I tell you I went to it was like a video of her in a session with someone. She did plant medicine. And she worked with like it was like a session she was doing with Hopin Sananga, which we will definitely talk about plant medicine in a later episode. And the person was just they were just purging. They were just crying, screaming. And when I tell you that like video just happened, I was like, I need to do that. Like it was just like there was a release that needed to happen. And it just really resonated. I went to her page and I think I watched like 30 something videos. And I booked a session with her, a virtual one, actually. There was no plant medicine involved, nothing. And when I tell you, I opened up to her about things I had never talked about, even to my best friend, of like plus 15 years. Like I opened up and I was like, we gotta do in person. Because if it was like this virtually, I can only imagine what the energy is gonna be like, you know? And so she had a retreat coming up and she was like, I actually was about to close it up, but I feel like this one spot. And I was like, okay, let me think about it, because I was also still in scarcity mindset, like, spending money and where's the next check coming from type of thing, like, living in a lack. So I was like, okay, can I think about it? But I was like, you know what? No, like we got to something's gotta give. And I did her, she had a retreat and I went and it was like an all women retreat. And when I tell you, like, it just changed the trajectory of my life. I had all the things, depression, and I was taking all the medications for it, and anxiety and insomnia and taking the medications to cover up the side effects of the other medications. It was just like, I was just living in autopilot and I just felt like an empty shell doing the things, but I wasn't really present, and when I went to that, yeah, it just changed my life. She told people, she told them, she said, when you go home, there's gonna be a shift. You're gonna look different, you're gonna talk different, you're just gonna it's gonna be different for people. So show yourself grace, but then, you have to understand that it's gonna be different for the people around you as well. And she said, some of y'all gonna end up losing your jobs and have things like things that because we had a session in the retreat where it was like a releasing thing. She gave us this paper, like it was like a printer paper, and she was just like, write all the things you want to release. And I'm looking at this paper like, this paper's so big, like I can think of a few things, but I'm like, but when I tell you I started writing and I filled up that paper, I was writing everything, like anger, like everything I did not want to claim, I put it on there. And so she was like, a lot of you guys are gonna, you're gonna go through major transitions when you get home. Now, when I got home, when I tell you I was in the brightest, lightest energy and I was just like walking on clouds, okay? I was just like, okay, like this is, and I mean, people, my husband, my best friend was saying, like, yeah, it's different. Like, I was cussing less and everything. Like,
Totally different when you stop
I still
cussing.
cuss though. I'm a
Me
cussing
too.
coach, okay? Not for everybody. But yeah, like I was just walking different. But then when I tell you, like a week after I got home, I caught her crying because I was like, what the entire fuck? Like I was just bawling because I was like, what the hell? Like my marriage is in shambles and da 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 da. And she was like, well, like what did you write on the paper? And I'm like, I started going through some of the things that I listed, And she said, well, did you think that like maybe those things that you wrote, you may not have wrote your marriage, but those things that you wrote might have been associated with your marriage. And I was like, well, damn.
Boom.
Anybody that knows me, me being speechless is something, you
Not
know?
often.
So
Not often.
I was just like, oh, well, wow, you know, and little did you know, like it was, things were falling away that were not meant for me. And that just, yeah, like that's how I truly got into plant medicine and doing sessions with other people. And I mean, that's pretty much what led here. So, you know, here I am, a shadow work coach that is still doing my own shadow work. It is a never-ending process. Like last year, I recall, because I finally got to a point where I felt safe, you know, within myself. And I remember asking, like, I was just praying and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm ready, because things were good. Like, life was good. And I was just like, I'm ready to, you know, anything that needs to come up, I need to work on, let it come up. That night, I had a dream about being raped, about being molested. And all my life, I had thought I was molested. That was my story. And this was by a different person. And then I was like, well, damn, this was not what I was thinking that I was going to need to
Right.
work on, you know? And that led to like further progressing. And this was, you know, before I had my son too, which led to a deeper form of healing and doing more shadow work. 'Cause I was like, I refuse to be a statistic and be a black mom out here dating her son, you know, having that type of relationship where they, you know, treating their son like a partner type of thing and
That
stuff. And
part.
so I did that work. And I mean, this is a constant
Battle.
thing here. So yeah, it's, you know, I still find myself sometimes I gotta catch myself in the act when I like wanna go to food, because I'm feeling like a lot of feelings and I'm not releasing it, you know, type of thing. So we are trying to just be our most authentic selves. So yeah, I am, you know, a shadow work that helps people to integrate the parts of themselves that have gone overlooked and suppressed or rejected so they can heal from their past and live more authentically.
And it's a lot of parts of ourselves that we suppress. And it will come up out the blue. Like you be
Through
chilling and
triggers.
yeah, it come out the blue. You're like, yo, I'm what is this? I was good. What is this? You know? It can literally be someone holding my hand too tight. And I will be like, let me go, let me go. I'm like, wait, that's they didn't do anything to me.
I had a moment, like, in all, you know, just candidness, like last week, I was cutting my son's nails, and looking at the shape of his nails triggered the shit out of me. And it made me think about the person that had, you know, raped me. And I was just like, I mean, my little son, who's so cute, 10 months, like, he did nothing. He
Cutie
had nothing to do with it, but it triggered me.
patootie.
It
It
triggered me, and it brought me to, and I literally had to kind of do some breaths, take some deep breaths, and I had to like remind myself that I'm safe, you know? So yeah, like it is a constant work in progress. Even the things that people say that they've healed, nothing is ever really fully healed. We have layers like onions, and it just shows up different. It may not have the same reaction as before. It just shows up different. 'Cause baby, let this have been a year ago, oh, I probably would have had to, like, you know, put my son down somewhere and go. Like, it would have taken way longer. And I mean,
Right.
even if it did, it's okay. Like, it's a journey, right? But
It's how you process it.
it is a journey, and it just looks different. But it's always healing to be done, always, because it's in different situations, different environments, you know, that things may come up. So I know, like, as far as like shadow work and the things that we talk about, these are for people. These are our people, the people that want to be more self-aware, the people that want to accept themselves. Because I know that was a big thing for me. I was, you know, trying to do and be for everyone, and you know, the people that
Couldn't be
don't
for
want to people
yourself.
please, the people that want to heal and grow, and then also the people that mainly want to understand how their shadows affect, like, their behaviors, their thinking patterns, the things they tell themselves about themselves and others. And then also how it influences their interactions with others in the form of projections and stuff. That's why a lot of people like, and this is the main thing that I talk about with like clients, it's all about when you're triggered and somebody does something that makes you angry, that makes you, feel some kind of way, it has nothing to do with the other person.
Nothing.
And there's a difference, and you can tell, because I'm sure everybody can think of, you probably think of a person. If you think of somebody that's triggered and they all like, oh, well, you did this to me, and like this, and they're stuck in that mindset, victim mindset, versus the person that's like, okay, like, let me take a moment because this is affecting me. But why is this affecting me? Like, what is it about the situation that is making me feel angry, or even what am I feeling? Because I feel like a lot of people are on autopilot, and that's where, me as a coach comes in to help them kind of grow in awareness so that they can see, like, it's
How you feel
rarely to
happy.
do with the activation, and it's usually more to do with the stories, the thoughts that we tell ourselves about it. And when you, which I think you said about being, being a big girl and stuff. I think in my biggest time, because binge eating obviously led me to gain weight, I think I was like 200, almost 240. Which, I mean, if you look at my pictures as a kid, I was petite. Like, I wore petite size clothes. I was very small. But in my head, the more I ate, the more I did these things to make me externally, like, you would think. And like you said, it don't make no difference.
Love big ears.
Yeah, it does not make a difference, but that was my thinking, was let me do these things so I become more icky to people, in a sense, and it didn't. And I thought, I also was in victim mindset, and so instead of me being the person that was the victim, I went into hypersexuality because it was like, well, at least I'm creating, like I'm in charge. I am creating the situation, so it's like less traumatic. But obviously, that's not how it works. That created more trauma.
More trauma.
But
More.
yes, like that all, and this is why I am truly in a space to say that I am really grateful for my triggers because they have led me to be here. And I feel like what I've went through, and this wasn't, I mean, I'm sure both of us, like, it really didn't touch the gravity of our traumas, but it helps me to be more empathetic towards people.
Still
Because when you
great.
have people that act out on these triggers and react instead of respond, I'm just like, I feel for you. Like, I truly feel for you because you're probably, because they ain't got nothing to do with me. So ain't no point in me really
Nothing.
getting riled up because you talking at me, but you're not really talking to me. You're talking to yourself. You know what I mean? And I just feel for them because I'm like, man, you probably don't even have a safe space for somebody to like, for you to open up
Man,
to
no
even
safe
get
space.
to dig into the onion and get to those like inner layers of what really is the problem. So you're just the inner child that's still
Crying
sad,
for help.
that's still hurting that doesn't feel seen, that doesn't feel heard, that doesn't feel understood. And
But now that you
that's all
say
I want to
that,
be for people, is to help them to get to that point, because it is possible. I used to like live in I mean denial pretty much, and just
right.
live in just, oh gosh, it was I it is crazy when I think back to like what I call my previous lifetimes, because it was the person I am today is completely different. Completely different. So it is possible to get to a space of peace and love and healing and just gratitude and abundance and excitement. Like, life is exciting. Don't get me wrong, we go through it now,
We
Two days
have a
ago,
time.
2 days ago,
We have
I had a tear rolling down my face while I was watching Grey's Anatomy, and I was like, "Oh, I gotta work through some energy." But overall, like, I don't get stuck there,
You don't dwell in it. I know for a
Yeah.
long time, if I got to a place where I was something triggered me or something hit an emotion, I would sit in it like,
Yeah.
just, well, I'm sad. I'm gonna rock with the sadness. I don't wanna do nothing else, And it's like, girl, for what?
Yeah.
Get a group.
And I mean, even, sometimes we got to show ourselves grace because it's hard. And even sometimes in the moments today, like in recent weeks, like I've had times where, and I've gone, I know of the things to do, okay? Like I know how to move the energy around. I have natural Reiki hands. Like I can move the energy around. You can clap. You can get up and shake. Like, you know how dogs shake and stuff when they walk?
Yeah,
That's how
you can get that
they get
energy
out of
off
that
of you.
energy out. Like we get stuck in that energy gets stuck in different parts of our body, which leads to disease or dis-ease in our body. And I know of ways, like whether it's meditation, whether it's breath work, whether it's prayer, whether it's just crying and screaming, you know what I mean? But there's times where I have to fight because I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
I don't want to
Like
do the work.
I don't know how many times I was like, fuck this shit, bro. Like
Sometimes we don't
I
want to do
don't
the
want to
work.
change the trajectory of, like, you got to be the healer in the family, and I don't want to do it. I don't want the
I don't want to do
responsibility.
that. Why gotta be responsible for them? Why they couldn't heal themselves?
You know? Because when we heal, we're healing 7 generations back and 7 generations forward. So it's not just for ourselves. And when I heal, like I've healed with my daughter. And so the dynamic of me and my daughter's relationship completely a transitioned from me and my mother's relationship growing up. You know, I didn't feel like I had a safe space growing up. You know, when you don't feel like you're believed as far as like your sexual trauma, when you feel like you're just the inconvenience in people's lives, and that shows up in other ways. So that's why we're here, to help you grow in awareness and do this work.
And feel
But yeah, like
good.
I do that, and I'm in school and I work, and I'm trying to be a counselor, a clinical mental health counselor, like plant medicine. And this is all a part of my journey because the end goal is to help raise the consciousness level of
The
the
community.
people and then to help heal from our traumas. So it's all part of the journey because the wellness center is coming, the retreats, they're coming. I'm excited for it. It's
I'm
happening.
ready.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I was definitely supposed to do the nature baptism this year. It can still happen. Just life, still navigating through becoming a new mom and becoming permanent on my job and, other things I have been doing that I have not spoke much on. And it's like, girl, when you got time? But,
That's actually a post that I was thinking about because I always think of content ideas, but then I ain't recording
that's hard. See, look at me
content.
yawning. That's why I'm sitting here yawning and I'm literally looking around my room like, I'm finna. My inside me is telling me, you need to redo your room to change the energy in your area. So as I'm tired, it's like, once we're done with the podcast, where are you going, girl? The deep clean my whole house and redo everything, all the rooms. Like,
Yeah,
ugh.
but that's the thing. The idea, like, it came in my head earlier today when I was in getting acupuncture, and it was like the right time. There's never a right time. The right time is it's not so much about the activity, and it's more so about the mindset, because why are we waiting? What are we putting off?
And why are we putting it off? That's my
Yeah.
question.
Why?
Why?
What's the
What's
worst that can happen if I put the content out there? I get more clients.
right?
Like, I change some people's lives.
That's it.
So stop waiting for the right time.
The right time is now. The right time
It's
is when it
always the
comes to
right
your
time.
mind.
Guess what? Because we create our lives.
We create our own destiny too.
Yeah.
He has the vision. The Most High has the vision. Gives you the vision. Faith without work is really dead. So you can't say, I got faith, it's going to happen, but I'm
Yeah.
sitting on my butt.
Right. Right.
Nah, it's not going to
So
work like
it is time.
time is now.
So it's not the right time. It is time.
The time is now.
Because that is the
And that
most
was
valuable asset we have, that and our energy.
that's in the Sarah Jakes book.
Are you
Time
starting
is now.
it?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, I'm
I
late.
heard it.
Oh.
I got the audio book and the book.
Okay, yeah, maybe I
But
should
I was
start
in her
reading.
other book. I was in the other book. It's not Power Moves. It's her other book before Power Moves, Woman Evolved.
Okay, I got that one too.
Yeah.
I need to, yeah. I love
Love
that
her.
one.
Love her down.
I love that. So this is us, and we are here on the journey, learning about ourselves and hopefully helping you to grow in awareness to yourself.
Stay triggered. We still get triggered as we're healing. And I always remember healing is a lifelong journey. If someone tells you they're healed,
Red flag.
no, but really, they're
Secret.
gaslighting you. They're gaslighting you. Healing is a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
Because every time you heal one thing, something triggers. And
Yeah.
you're pulling up something you thought you suppressed. And it's
Yeah.
just coming out like that. What's that toy where they just, not even a toy, like the clown when they're pulling the handkerchiefs out and they never stop?
Oh, yeah.
That's how
And
it is with the
it's
healing
basically,
journey.
it's like school. It is the school of yourself, but you're the teacher and the student. So you are constantly growing, and you think of triggers as like tests. You constantly get assessed and to see what level you're at. So a trigger is really just a chance for you to say, hey, okay, I got a place I can grow in. Because if you
Right.
ain't growing, what are we doing? Like,
It's
I
there.
don't do well with people that aren't about like growth and expansion in some way, shape, or form. Like, we got to be doing something because we're not here to just be, you
We're not
know?
here to
Like,
just exist. We're here
you're
to grow.
here to help the trajectory of this world and this energy to move in a certain path. You can only do
Right.
that by constantly,
Moving.
you know. So yes, stay triggered, y'all. Stay
Let's
triggered.
try it.
And I look forward to doing like Q&As on here. Like, I'm so excited.
I can't wait till we do our live, guys. We're gonna have a live. We're
Yes.
gonna do
We are
a live.
going to have a live in the next, well,
Mom.
yeah, but I'm thinking, I'm like, well, we're gonna record. We're not putting these out yet, so they ain't gonna know about the live. But we're gonna
Well,
post it
y'all
on
will see the
social
live
media.
and tell a friend to come join us
Yes,
on
but I do.
the
I think that would be a good thing for us to kind of incorporate it, maybe once even a month or once a quarter or something, and go live with the episode and just record it that way.
podcast. Right. I think it'll work.
So this was a great episode, y'all. So this is us, and next week we will be back with more topics.
More realness.
Yes,
More
and
triggered topics.
we love y'all and see y'all
Love you.
next time.
Stay
And go
triggered.
rearrange that house.
And I am.
I got another meeting in 15 minutes. So, love
Love you.
you.